Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, June 13th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the One Planet AMA on Arc 1. Let's take a listen.
Hi there, everyone. Just going to be waiting for others to join the call here.
Guys.
Hey there, Sam. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about you there?
Doing good, man. I'm still in Austin.
So you are with David right now, right?
Yeah. We're over here.
Hi, David.
We're both so he's having a bit of trouble with his AirPods right now.
Okay, yeah. I'm here with Edwin from One Planet. We're in the same room actually here in Austin. We've been here for Consensus. So it's definitely
nice
to catch up with so many people in person here at the moment. But also meet Edwin and more people from the One Planet team. It's been great.
Cool. What time is it there?
It's 10 a.m., so doing this AMA just before we check out and sort of get back on the road.
All right. You need to check out.
Yeah, and pack up the room. Bit of a shambles. There's a lot of familiar faces as well. I see we've got Coleman, Terra Spaces, shout out, Silent Solos, Lunatic Clubhouse, AR Cluster, Freki, Doomy, Vieros, Costi, Price as well from One Planet, Department 77, PSO. Wow, it's an all-star spaces we've got. A lot of people excited and hopefully with a lot of questions as well. So,
I mean, I really love to see all the collections and founders are finally here. And we're about to discuss something very important. And again, we are finishing up our migration application form deadline in a few days. So I hope this will be a very nice chance for other projects who have not decided their next steps yet, and they can utilize this opportunity to ask things around and like what was their ground of choosing Polygon and go with One Planet. And yeah, I hope this space can be very fruitful for all of us.
Absolutely. And I think time's ticking right on the deadline to submit the application. When is that? And where can people find out more?
That's right. So it's going to be June 15th and it's going to be 3 p.m. UTC. So please visit our One Planet NFT.io and you will be able to access the application link over there on our front web.
Awesome. Yeah, we just submitted our form as a team recently. And yeah, it's easier than I thought it would be to submit, I'd have to admit. But then it's also a useful exercise, right? Like it asks a few strategic questions around the roadmap and our plans to engage the community, which we talk about a lot on Discord, on Twitter, and various spots. But it's good to put it all in the one place. And yeah, I'm excited just because, you know, you guys are collecting all of this information. But and I think we'll get into this during the AMA, but part of the reason why so many people are excited to move with you guys is the possibility to create a real hub for community on Polygon. So using One Planet, using the great projects and community members we have. So having all of that information will be great to sort of come up with some great ideas for how we can grow the ecosystem too. So very excited for that.
That is very correct. And one news that I can leak right now is that there are already more than 70 collections who have applied for the Arc One project. So this is going to be a huge community migration. So if you are thinking of moving to another chain, I believe Polygon will be the best choice of your community migration because there are all the same people from same community. So this is going to be very easy move for you guys because we all know each other and all the Polygon native NFT projects have been very welcoming. So I think we have a shot and we can do this again. And please, if you have any more questions, please ask around right now. And I believe Edwin has some questions ready for the next steps, right?
Yeah, so we asked the community to ask us any questions. That way we can help them understand the migration process and ARC1. And so one question that we had here from Lens Ink Mouse is, do you expect gaming projects to dominate on Poly due to high transaction speeds? So if any one of you wants to take care of that.
I'll take a stab. And that's Arlene from our community. Hey, Arlene, always super actively involved and super engaged. So thank you. Yes, I mean, I do expect gaming projects to dominate on Polygon. Already we're seeing some big, games, so blockchain games coming over to Polygon. We're seeing like a lot of SDKs for game developers. We're seeing companies like Animoca Brands and Scopely that have already partnered up, which is huge. So, you know, to add to that, I think, you know, we all know of Decentraland, the Sandbox, Decentral Games, and companies like that. And there's a reason they've picked that, right? So it's higher transaction speeds, lower transaction costs, but this is only going to get better as we move post-merge, as Polygon deploys some ZK rollups to further build on ETH. And I think you'll see trickle-down effects as well. So whether you're a profile picture collection or not, I think UX improves generally as speed and transaction costs decrease. And you can think of cool ways to integrate your projects with other games and other things that are happening on the ecosystem. So we're already reaching out to a bunch of projects. I know Lunatic Clubhouse is here, but just imagine what they could do if some of their games could really enjoy like a high TPS, low transaction cost with a bunch of SDKs and integrations with other projects as well. So yeah, to answer the question shortly, I do think gaming projects will dominate due to the high transaction speed.
Yeah, and just to add a little, actually it's just being proven on the Polygon network. So when we take a look at huge gaming projects and huge metaverse projects like the Sandbox and Decentraland, they are actually migrating to Polygon for the mass adoption of their land NFTs to be utilized in various ways. So it will be only possible when it is done on compatible EVM layer and when it is a blockchain was high speed and high TPS. So yeah, we are assuming that when we are especially talking about the mass adoption part, especially with gaming and metaverse, Polygon definitely will be the ruling chain among all the layer ones. And we are highly estimating the possibility of the blockchain. And we are really excited to see Terra gaming projects and Terra metaverse projects to be also widen their aspects of possibilities through migrating to this amazing chain. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Inch, are we going to be neighbors on the Sandbox or Decentraland? I would love that.
So actually they are migrating their land NFTs to Polygon, not the characters on which is natively minted on Ethereum. So actually to enable their NFTs to be utilized in various ways in to make it interact on-chain. So on-chain interactions can be really done on Ethereum layer one. So it is the obvious pain point they have been, they've been having, and they decided to, migrate to Polygon. So yeah, it is, kind of great example of, how those big projects are assuming this, the future of this blockchain. And I think, it will be, more apply to, you know, many other projects or exist on Ethereum. So there will be the Polygon ecosystem will, you know, prosper, especially within, you know, the NFT ecosystem.
Absolutely. No, sounds good. I will we'll have to speak to our community about buying up some land in these metaverses and maybe becoming neighbors with some projects on these different metaverses. That's so exciting.
I see that Coleman has his arm up here. Did he have a question?
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, how's it all going? How is everyone?
We're doing great.
Good, yes. Great. Like, you know, just reflecting on what you were just saying, it's awesome to see some familiar faces in the audience. You know, it feels like it's been a while, yeah? Feels like it's been a while. Yeah, I just want to just say, you know, that we also based our decision to move Baby Bulls over to the Polygon network largely due to the fact that there is a massive support for gaming projects or projects that have established games on, you know, on the blockchain. That was a huge, you know, plus point for us when we were trying to decide where we were going to go. And then after further conversation with One Planet and their enthusiasm in terms of supporting us to do that, it was an easy decision for us, really, a very, very easy decision. So yeah, we're stoked. I mean, I'm even more stoked now because I've just jumped into this chat and seen so many familiar faces that, you know, feels like home already. It's fantastic.
Absolutely, man. Like, yeah, you are right. It has been a while since we've seen so many people. And I think that's the strength of this move. There's a real possibility for a hub and a native marketplace to be on Polygon. And it's just so perfect that we've got the support right from the top to do that and keep the community with us. Like, it'd be a real shame if we lost that in the crash. So absolutely. And you touch on an important point. I think we concentrate a lot on the exciting sort of gaming and metaverses, but, you know, for a collection like, you know, Baby Bulls, it makes a lot of sense to move over given, you know, the higher transaction fees, the higher transaction speeds, and low fees mean we can do things like airdrops, we can you know, work with games and things like that. And yeah, super excited to build with you on Polygon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're, like I say, really, really stoked to be coming over. And yeah, I mean, we were like 70% done on our game already. So we, you know, when it all sort of came to an abrupt halt, we knew that we had to push forward with that. We just didn't know where we were going to do it. And then after a couple of meetings with One Planet and also just checking out the network and what's happening over there in terms of support for block, you know, for NFT projects building out games, it was a really easy choice for us. So, I mean, if there's anyone out there on Terra at the moment that's considering a move, I have to say, from my personal experience, and as most of you know, I'm a freaking dinosaur. But from personal experience, I mean, I've not experienced that many things that have gone as fluid as this has for us. One Planet have been absolutely incredible in this whole process, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it because if this is just a small taste of what things are going to be like once we get there, then, you know, I'm stoked. I think it's going to be really cool. It's going to be a good experience for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I only have positive things to say about the One Planet team. I mean, you know, from reaching out to projects to really clearly and early on committing to the roadmap and, you know, giving people a taste of what's to come gives me real confidence that, you know, something as important as a community hub on Polygon, they're the right people to do it. So super keen. We've got a bunch of questions actually from Twitter, and each of these questions that we're now asking are winners for the Matic giveaway. So we might move on to the next question before we jump in and sort of allow some of the other projects to speak up. But Edwin, Sapien1998 asks, what are the benefits of this partnership with Polygon? So could you distill it down for Sapien?
Yeah, I'll actually let Inter Sam take care of this since they've been working a lot closer with the Polygon Studios team.
Yeah, probably. Inch, would you like to take the siege?
Yeah, so actually, to talk about this benefit of working closely to the, you know, Polygon Studio is definitely that, you know, their interest is very well aligned from the interest of ours. Not only talking about One Planet, but also talking about whole NFT ecosystem that is migrating from Terra to Polygon. So they are really interested in the unique culture and, you know, unique unique, so they are really interested in, you know, the unique talents that we had behind the projects and the unique culture of the culture of the community that we could have built. And that is exactly what they want to bring from Terra to Polygon. So actually, when we talk about, you know, the NFT prosperity of the on the blockchain, it actually did really worked really well when the foundation of the blockchain was really interested in the, you know, making the NFTs prosper on their blockchain. So actually, the nature of the Polygon blockchain was on the scalability and mass adoption of blockchain technologies to the wider industries. And they are adding it to, you know, the adding it to the Ethereum layer one. So yeah, actually, they are really interested in making this technologies widely adopted into the all, you know, aspects of our life, and, you know, bringing all kinds of industries to this, you know, this NFT sense, and, you know, make this technology to be integrated. And they also know that, you know, this unique kind of culture among, you know, the projects and among the community is the important part, while they want to embrace that and, you know, make that nurtured within their blockchain. And they, you know, kind of caught, they captured the possibilities with, you know, Terra NFT sense and Terra NFT ecosystem. So yeah, I think, you know, the interest, the well-aligned interest is interest, well-aligned interest made us really interested in Polygon 2. And yeah, I think, you know, they are really also interested in, you know, connecting the projects and, you know, forming this whole community, new community on Polygon. So that is what made us excited about Polygon. And that is, we definitely can tell that that is, you know, the benefit of working closely with Polygon Studios. And to, you know, talk about the actual benefits of working closely to them is that, you know, they not only provided the funds that we can actually also provide to NFT projects coming to Polygon to secure some extra runways for their projects, but also there are some incentives for community members, so we can actually, you know, maintain this community. And while we prepare the technical migration of our platform and we start trading our NFTs from Terra again on Polygon, there will be a lot of, you know, there will be a lot of campaigns and marketing activities that our community members can join in, and get engaged in, and get to learn about Polygon ecosystem, and also get incentives to do that. And also, when you know, actually, it is the important part. The projects migrating to Polygon is something important, but also the individual holders coming to Polygon, migrating to Polygon is actually the most important part of this migration, I think. And, you know, there is also some incentives provided from, you know, Polygon Studios. So when you as a individual holder of NFTs complete the migration process on Polygon, you also get incentives to explore this whole new ecosystem we are going to create, and also you know, get to know about this new blockchain that might become a new home for you. Yeah, I think that's going to be a brief explanation about the benefits.
Wow.
Let me know if...
That's great. I mean, you touched on a really important point, because I think, you know, and we've talked about this and you've communicated this, but to drive it home, you know, there's migrating to a blockchain and then there's migrating and building an ecosystem, right? And I think you can't do one without, you know, a bunch of projects behind it, which, you know, we've now got. You know, you said there's something like a crazy amount of projects that have applied to migrate over. One Planet is sort of building that marketplace, which, you know, allows for discoverability. It's not like we're getting lost in this ocean of thousands and thousands of projects. And then it's also the support from Polygon Studios, you know, not just the funding, but I think thinking through the user experience and how to discover projects is super interesting. And, you know, the capitalization as well of Polygon to build through these market conditions too really gives me a lot of hope. So I think, yeah, that's what I'm so keen on, just building the ecosystem and building a community rather than just a migration to any other chain.
Yeah, so actually, it is not just migrating your NFTs or your projects to, you know, another blockchain, but, you know, figuring out where would be the best environment where you can grow your projects and, you know, grow this network effect so we can bring some future of the NFTs together and, you know, build a whole new ecosystem, you know, in a collective way. So, yeah, I think, you know, this collective migration is, you know, meaningful because we are migrating in a collective, you know, manner, and we are going to concentrate on building the whole new ecosystem based on community, and that community will be, you know, something that is coming from this, you know, the whole cooperations and, you know, the whole coming from what we capture from the communication, you know, among the communities. So actually, the community will be always be the first value. The top value that we're going to, you know, seeking for, and it will be always be at the center of it. So yeah, that I think, you know, not only the monetary incentive or finding another blockchain isn't something important, but actually, you know, finding a good place where we can build, you know, build the future of NFTs all together is the important part.
All right. Thank you guys for answering those questions in regard to partnerships and building on Polygon. We do have some hands up here. Let's go with Dreamers NFT first and then AR Cluster.
Amazing. Good morning, everyone. Amazing to be here and to hear all of you talking about this ARC program and the onboarding on Polygon. It's really nice to hear how the community, or we want to build a community or to bring Terra community. It was like really there were hard times some months ago, and our community from Terra always was really, really great people, full of great guys, wanted to join and build a great project like Dreamers. And I know that there are many, as you were telling, that there are like 71 projects. We are really full in mind with this and really motivated with this merge and between One Planet and Polygon. I think that Polygon is a great blockchain that has a lot because it's EVM compatible, but it has a lot of benefits, and we can like nourish these projects with all this kind of experience is amazing. So we are here with Dreamers team on the space and really fascinated, full in with this this notice, and we will work really hard to build community inside Polygon, to bring all of our community and also to grow community, because we think that we need like these opportunities to grow, to build better NFT projects, to build better, like you know, Alexis Ohanian, the founder of Reddit, tells everyone we have to stop building a minimum viable product. We have to work on building a minimum viable community, and it's how it works on all of this, that is NFT spaces, NFT communities. We have to work hard on like getting our people on board and giving our best in order to hold them and to grow and big, grow big and grow and build amazing things. So Dreamers team, it's all in, and we will be working hard side by side with One Planet, with Polygon, with our dev team, that we are 8 people. So we have all to, we are all together in order to do our best and to like build for our community, for One Planet, and for Polygon. So amazing to be here on the ARC.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. AR Cluster.
Hey everyone, first of all, following up on what Coleman said, it's great to see everyone. It does feel like it's been a while. It's really good to see everyone here ready to build again. So yeah, just to speak on our side, first of all, we've been with One Planet since the beginning with the contest. It's been a really fun and smooth experience to build on them with Terra for our first project. So that's why we do think on our cluster side that it's the best vehicle to transition everyone to a new chain, which is Polygon. And everyone has talked about how much Polygon is a great place to be. So I'll let them speak on that. And I agree totally. But on the more personal side, a lot of our holders hold a lot of the projects that are in here. It's really a big family when you think about it. Every project is interconnected. We've done a lot of collaboration with with everyone here. So it's really a great way to keep everyone together the way that we're going to transition together. The fact that all of our NFT are going to be at the same place, I think it's going to just leave even more space, more collaboration in the future. And I think with everything that has been going on and the incredible response to everything that has happened, we're going to build something even greater than what we were doing on Terra. So really, I'm really happy with this initiative. I encourage every project that are still on the fence to strongly consider this. I can speak for our cluster that it's been really incredible to work with on Palette. So we're looking forward to the future on Polygon. And that's it for us.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys just ran so many collaborations, and I think there are important lessons that we can learn, from our time on Terra. I think the collaborations, you know, we all were doing with each other was super unique to Terra, and something that I think I'm excited to build on Polygon, and I know you are too. So really, really keen for more collaborations with projects here and projects that are moving to Polygon with One Planet. That's great.
Yeah, and they'll be coming even more. And if any project is interested, we can talk about it. We do love to make custom planets for a project to promote their launch. So don't hesitate to come forward.
Yeah, this guy's a machine. The dystopian AI planet you made in just like a day turnaround was amazing. So yeah, I think you'll get a lot of projects hitting you up. That's dope.
All right, so we'll get one more question from Twitter, and then we'll get a question from Skrina here. So from Twitter, the question is, as a previous Terra user, how do we reclaim our NFT? Can we use a stable coin for transaction fee or just use Matic? And so a quick answer for me, and then maybe Inch can add to that, but reclaiming the Polygon network, it's going to require a wallet in Polygon. And for example, a lot of users use MetaMask there, and the gas will be paid in Matic that the One Planet team will be taking care of. But if Inch and Sam wants to add to that, feel free.
Yeah, so actually, I think I should briefly explain about the migration process. So you will need to connect both wallets on our website. So one will be obviously a Terra wallet. You will mostly use TerraStation, and the other one should be obviously Polygon wallet. And most of you guys would use, you know, MetaMask, I guess. So the both wallet will be connected, and we will generate a message using your Terra wallet, and we will send it to a migrator contract we'll build on Polygon. And in the message, there will be certain encrypted your private key and also the information about the NFTs that you have, and that can of which collection that you can, you know, migrate to Polygon. So the migrator contract will verify the ownership of your NFT, and it will send a message to the ERC-721 contract, which is NFT contract on Polygon, and it will mint the exact same NFT for you and send it to Polygon. And there will be, you know, two kinds of, you know, gas fee and transactions fee we needed. And I think you will have to pay your own transaction fees on Terra, and we'll cover the gas fee on Matic network, on Polygon network, because on Terra, it is actually not really easy to cover your transactions fees with smart contract, but it is actually really easy and viable on Polygon network. So yeah, you don't have to worry about if you would need some amount of Matic tokens to migrate NFTs. We'll cover it, and you will just have to soundly receive your newly minted NFTs on Polygon. And your NFTs, if it is possible, your NFTs on Terra will be burned. It's actually a matter that related to if, you know, the smart contract existing on Terra is compatible with burning function. But if it's possible, it's going to be burnt. And if it is not possible, we are going to build a lockup smart contract, and it will lock the NFTs forever in that smart contract. Yeah, that is actually the brief process of the NFT migration.
Got it. Thank you, Inch. Question from Skrina.
I was just gonna share what the dream was. but how great it is to be here on Dark. I never thought I would say it, but that was just the sentiment here. And also what Dystopia, I was saying something about collaboration. And I didn't know, 71, that's huge. And that's really kudos to you guys and of course Polygon Studio. I was just scrolling down the screen and I see so many familiar faces. That's so nice. And especially like after all the turmoils, just kind of like one of the reason, I guess it must come up with all the, I mean, all about all the projects must have gone through this, like we were like looking at where to go and that kind of stuff, but then just like one of the big thing was like everyone said the community, and not just our community but just in a sense that like the network we formed within Terra, like for example, like we did, I think it was about at least like 40 different projects we did watch parties with in within Terra network, and then of course we can start again, and then we're gonna start something different, start more different stuff also. But just thinking like all this connection we made and just kind of carry that over with you guys, that does kind of feel like an arc, and then just kind of it makes everything very like infinitely nicer to have your, like even if you, let's say that you immigrate, right? And then you have your network there in that country, how fundamentally different that experience would be. And then just that's kind of what we wrote when we said our decision to move to Polygon. And I said, of course, we like Polygon has changed the scalability, accessibility, the stability. And but also we mentioned like how what a big plus it is to move with the reliable partners, like for example, One Planet. And also, I think it was mentioned in the beginning, like how we thought that it was very smart of Polygon Studio to not just the fun, I mean, very, very, very helpful, but with just do it in partnership One Planet, which is already like larger, really great projects associated with One Planet. So just to have that kind of very thoughtful, like, you know, moving community is different, difficult. Moving projects is difficult, but moving ecosystem, like a moving whole, like a network of this community is super difficult. But then this partnership with One Planet they're doing, and then just this arc, I think that was a really smart. And then, of course, the decisive factor was, you know, we thought that Polygon was a great chain, but that's this whole thing, this kind of this space and this Twitter space also, it's a major plus. I just wanted to say that is such a, yeah, just very appreciative of all of this.
Absolutely. So well said. And I'm glad you guys are moving over. It'll be great to see a familiar face in Hocknim popping up and being able to watch movies and things together as a community. That's so great and so well said.
Yeah, and it's really happy that Screena is coming to Polygon with us, because that they are absolutely concentrated on, focused on the collaboration and generating network effects among the community. So yeah, think about the future. We're not only, we can't also, you know, watch the movies together and think about, you know, NFT adoptions that can be made in the, maybe on a sci-fi movie, but also we can, you know, create a content, you know, specified on Polygon, like, you know, I think maybe most of us are familiar with certain YouTube like contents, like, you know, famous football player Sergio Aguero is opening the card packs on, you know, FIFA games. Looking at his you know, his reactions, you know. And, you know, if we can do it, we can also apply to the, you know, to the random mints of NFTs. I think it can also create certain type of, you know, community engagements and maybe make it into something unique to, you know, Polygon NFT ecosystem. So there are a lot of ways we can utilize this, you know, watch party, and, you know, we can generate some fun activities. You know, this is just only one idea that I have right now, but, you know, there will be a bunch of amazing ideas among our community. So yeah, there will be a lot of ways we can utilize it and, you know, make it even fun to become a member of Polygon NFT ecosystem. So I'm really excited about the fact that Screena is also coming to Polygon with us. Thank you.
Wow. Yes, I mean, like I said, like you said, there's going to be so much options that we can now kind of expand into. Like the story I was saying about like being neighbor in the land, because recently we announced partnership with the Sandbox, so we were going to build a broadcasting studio in the Sandbox, and all this going to be, there's going to be infinitely more possibility, which is really exciting. And then being exciting is so cool, especially after being down for a bit. We are really excited for all this possibility, and then just great to be doing with, you know, familiar faces, right? That's it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, and Coleman, did you want to add to that, or you have a comment?
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, I've got a question for Inch from someone in our community, and they want to know whether or not they should move their Baby Bull NFTs into a single Terra wallet before migrating across to the MetaMask wallet, the Polygon wallet, or should they, or are they okay to move them singularly from separate wallet addresses across into the into one single Polygon wallet on MetaMask? If you know the answer to that, it would be helpful.
So actually, it doesn't really matter if they just, you know, collect all the baby bulls on Terra with a single wallet, or they're using, you know, each separate wallet to migrate, but they can all, you know, connect one Polygon wallet to migrate all those NFTs. So actually, the migration of the NFTs is just based on the Terra wallet address that is possessing the NFTs on Terra and the Polygon wallet address that you want to receive the new limit to the NFTs on Polygon. So actually it is definitely, you know, just up to your choice. If you are holding baby bulls with 50 wallets, actually I recommend you moving it to one wallet, because maybe the whole process will be annoying for you, but you know, it will be done within a few clicks. So yeah, I think, you know, you can just, you know, do it on your free will. It is up to your choice. There won't be any kind of, you know, technical difficulties doing that.
All right. Thanks for that. We're having a little bit of trouble with his mic. Sorry about this, guys.
So
we have another question in regard to fully migrating to Polygon. So the question is from Twitter, from Elra Dave, and it is, if we're leaving Terra, are we only bridging to Polygon, or are we going to just be fully built on Polygon and not support Terra anymore?
Is it about One Planet?
Yes.
To talk about One Planet, we are going to no longer operate on Terra after a whole migration process. So yeah, we are actually rebuilding everything on Polygon. And we decided that actually to talk about One Planet, actually, it was not only about, you know, building a NFT marketplace where you can trade your NFTs easily, but it was to it was actually focused on building the future of NFTs and build infrastructures for NFT projects. So actually, we can make this technology in infancy into something great that actually can be something at the center of the whole Web3 environment in the future. So yeah, we want to listen to the community. We want to listen to the builders. We want to listen to the holders, and we want to capture the common needs, what you know, infrastructure builders focus on building. And we want to do that so we can, you know, make this technology turning into something greater than just, you know, just like some people are accusing us, like just trading JPEGs on blockchains or something. So yeah, we had a conclusion that, you know, operating on Terra would be no longer a great choice for us to build the future of NFTs. So yeah, we are fully migrating to Polygon, and you know, when we are done with supporting the NFT migration from Terra to Polygon, there won't be no longer One Planet that is being operated on Terra network. So we have no relationship or anything related to Terra 2.0 to be fully transparent.
Got it. Thank you for that answer, Inch. We have a listener here that was requesting to come up. So let me see if I can just have him up and ask a question. They are connecting. All right. It said, Shikei, are you able to hear us? Do you have a question? never mind. How about Bullish Pizza? Do you have a question? Just some hearts. Cool. Thank you for that. We have another project coming up here, Lunatic Clubhouse. Hey there, can you hear us? Lunatic Clubhouse, are you there?
Yeah, yeah. Hello, guys. Hello, everyone. Surfer Dude here representing Lunatic Clubhouse. How's everyone? Very, very glad to be here with you guys. I'm so glad to finally be here and finally speak up. It's been a while since I've done this, but I've been watching from the shadows. You know, I've stayed here with everyone and watched every big project that we've been collaborating with, and we've been here on Terra. So I'm very glad that we are finally here, and we've decided to move with Polygon and One Planet. Our team is very excited with this, and especially since we were in the kind of a revamp, and the whole situation ended up like this. But seeing that this movement with One Planet, and again the people that came to this project and to this movement to Polygon, it's amazing, and we are definitely very, very happy to start this journey together.
Cool. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. I did want to go back to one question here from Twitter. And this is in regard to how long it will take for full migration to Polygon. And so maybe Inch can talk about the time frame for that.
Yeah, so actually we got into the development at the end of May, and it will take about a couple months for us to open up the secondary markets for the collections who are migrating from Terra to Polygon with us. So it will be around end of July for us to open up the secondary markets for you to trade your NFTs. And we are assuming additional month will be needed for us to open up the launch pad, so you can launch your new projects on Polygon and showcase all the improvements that you have been made for the while. And so since it is taking a couple months for us to prepare to showcase what we've been preparing along with the projects migrating with us. So for the while, we want to host a lot of, you know, campaigns and, you know, marketing activities that can engage in all the community members. So we want to introduce Terra NFT projects coming to Polygon, to Polygon native DGens, and also the ones coming from other blockchains. And also we want to introduce the whole Polygon ecosystem to, you know, Terra community members. When we are going to another blockchain, it is actually not really easy to research everything on our own. Of course, we will have to do your own research, but we want to introduce some major Polygon dApps and major Polygon NFT projects. And there will be a lot of campaigns that you can engage in and also get incentives from it. So yeah, it will be a fun, easy way to learn about other blockchain. And also you will get familiar with the whole ecosystem when One Planet is ready to open up the marketplaces for you. So yeah, I think it's gonna be really fun, and we are thinking of many ways that we can also you know, make some spotlights on the great quality projects that is coming from Terra to Polygon with us. So yeah, please stay tuned, and there will be a lot of things that you can do for the while, and you will not get bored while waiting for One Planet to open up the market. Thank you.
I was just going to say that is very, very, very cool. Because like when we were doing lots of research on Polygon, and then just kind of not just the technology, of course, but we also kind of looking for where is the water cooler in this community, and maybe we haven't found it. But I think like, you know, like every ecosystem, you can follow certain people, certain projects, or certain publication to see what's going on. So I was just trying to go through and say who do I need to follow immediately, and then just find out what's the vibe here, like as if in a school, like who should I follow. I think just it sounds like you guys could be the new water cooler in Polygon chain. That's so cool.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah, we are actually going to be helping out with bringing the community together with Polygon and Terra, right? Just creating a area where everybody can meet each other and collaborate as well, not just holders, but also individually for projects and builders, so that we can continue to help them build. But I did want to get a question here from a listener. It said, Chisholm Dixon, you can hear us. You can unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so actually you've been listening from the start, and actually projects actually see a lot of NFT projects that actually moving from Terra Network to the Polygon chain. So my question is, actually I asked it on the Twitter comments, but my question is, will the NFT floor price actually still remain on one planet, or is it going to remain the same? I know that there are lots of opportunities while bridging. The gas fees will be able to reduce and airdropping and something like that. But with the gas, the floor price of the NFTs, will they actually still remain the same?
This is something actually we're discussing with the projects migrating with us. So we'll have to define it. It is not actually as decided yet, but we can think of two ways actually. Maybe after a while, after we open up the secondary markets on Polygon, after a certain period, we start showing up the floor price of the collections on our market, or maybe we bring the exact same floor price from the Terra, the floor price at, the moment before the Terra crash happened, and just start with that, just turning into Matic or Rapid or the currency that will be displayed on, our marketplace. So yeah, I think there will be two options, and we are actively discussing with the projects. So when it is decided, we'll surely let all the community know about it. And if you have any opinion on it, please let us know. We'll also count it, because it is really important to listen to the holders' opinions on it.
Yeah, it's a great question. And Chisholm, from the perspective of a project, so it'll be, holders of the Terra NFT, right, that are, bridging and will receive their NFT on Polygon, that exact same NFT, right? So it's up to these users then to list them at a given price to establish a floor. Some things we were considering personally is, is there a lag between, migrating stuff over, the marketplace opening, and then, trading resuming? Because one concern is, potentially people, dumping their NFTs and creating an unsustainable or low floor price. I think the benefit here, though, is that given that the marketplace opens in July, we've got a lot of time as projects and together with One Planet and Polygon Studios to establish the real strengths and benefits of building on Polygon. So over the next few weeks, we've been talking to the One Planet team about different events we can do, different ways of engaging the community to show people the benefits of building on Polygon. But also, it's a great chance for projects like ourselves and like all the other projects here today to show the community our intentions and how we'll sort of build moving forward. So to answer your question, ultimately floor prices in the secondary market are determined by users, but us projects are doing everything we can to show our holders exactly what we've been doing behind the scenes since the crash.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for your question. We have another listener here that is up, Keeknomics. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I think I sort of answered my own question while I was looking at your onboarding sheet, and I can see Riot Factory is transitioning over too. So does that mean that Forge is coming along, or the Forge feature, which I found quite innovative while it was on Terra, that's transitioning over as well?
Yes, definitely. Forge is coming to Polygon for sure, and we want to make it, with more diversified, functions that can be utilized, by the collections, by the projects, to add, more dynamics and, add more utilities, for the NFTs, they have. So yeah, definitely, Forge is, what we've been always been, taking as top priority, and it is actually about, capturing certain functions that is commonly needed but not out there, and when we compare the EVM environment to a Terry environment, actually there already are, you know, bunch of, you know, functions that wasn't really possible to do on Terra. So actually we'll start, you know, we'll start with those functions that wasn't really easy to top, you know, build on top of that on Terra. And, you know, we will also figure out, you know, certain functions that can be, you know, really useful to the projects to build on top of it and showcase it with, you know, quality projects who is going to launch with us or maybe, you know, being traded on One Planet. So, yeah, of course, Forge is coming and I'm really excited about it because of so becoming a, you know, hub for the community where you can add utility is something, you know, One Planet it is, you know, focused on. And we want, you know, users to decide, you know, for example, if you have a PFP NFT, there was no extra utilities with that. But, you know, there is something built on Forge on One Planet. And if you want to adapt it to your collection, you can, you know, decide it by the community within your DAO. And if you want it, we'll just provide a function for you. So actually you can add, you know, more dynamics with, you know, on what you already had. So yeah, that is, you know, the Forge is for what Forge is for. And yes, Forge is coming to Polygon. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Wow. Yeah, thanks for that. That sounds good. Cheers.
Wow, Inch is really dropping some alpha today. I know a lot of other projects and collections are salivating at that one. Really recommend for people interested to read One Planet's Medium article there. And so what Forge does is allow you to mint distinct parts of NFTs, you know, sell those parts individually, assemble them into a profile picture or whatever it is as a, you know, a complete NFT, but then also disassemble it. So really recommend reading the Medium article. That's really huge that it's coming. And I know people are excited. It, you know, allows for things like, I don't know, open source metaverse creation that we can now use across the metaverses on Polygon, mystery NFT crafting, and, you know, different ways of selling and reselling collections too. So that's a huge announcement and something I'm super excited for. And yeah, we've been talking about a fair bit as a team too. So very, very excited.
Thank you for kind collaboration. So Forge is not only about the first feature that we showcased, assembling and disassembling, but there will be a lot of additional features that will be built on it. And, you know, we're going to open it for any collections who want to utilize it and build on top of it. So it is just actually the main reason we started the Forge was to save the times that the projects used to, you know, develop the same functions actually. So, yeah, there were a lot of projects who wanted to assemble or disassemble their NFTs and, you know, create more usabilities and utilities with it. But, you know, there was no standardized smart contract that enabled it. So we, you know, we started creating it and we did showcase it with, you know, Riot Factory. And, you know, we were going to, you know, we were going to let apply the function to a lot of other collections, actually. So we are really sad that we couldn't do it on Terra, but we are going to keep doing that on Polygon. So yeah, there will be a lot more collections who will integrate this assembling, disassembling functions to their collections. And also there will be a lot of features that will be, you know, showcased to the community in the near future. So yeah, I think it will be really great if you can stay tuned for it. And if you want to build on top of it and curious about what One Planet is doing, and if there is a certain feature that you've been thinking of and that can be widely integrated to other collections, but there was no certain open source contract or something, please let us know. I think we can, you know, start doing it all together. So yeah, let us know.
I'm so excited. I mean, right from the start, I think One Planet's done a few things really well. So obviously there's the focus on community, being so professional, like it's a huge team with excellent backgrounds as well, but then really pushing the cutting edge of NFTs, making sure things are happening in a decentralized way right from the start when you came onto Terra, you know, storage for NFTs, as well as something you guys pioneered, different sort of auction types you guys did very early. Forge and now Beyond. I think I'm super excited about what's going to come. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I just want to end up here, Uncle Devo. I think that as we move further with the development, I think that in the next several months, it's actually the best time to start building and start developing on Polygon Studios. Because as you mentioned, from the gaming perspective, but also from the DeFi perspective, there are so many dApps that NFT projects can interact with. And there will be definitely an amazing partnerships and amazing collaboration on this part as well for our community and for people who use our NFTs to be granted a lot of exposure to the blockchain and its ecosystem. So it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great point. We're going to touch on some of our favorite dApps on Polygon over the coming weeks too. Something I'm personally so excited about is Lens Protocol from Aave. So it's a decentralized social graph. So social media applications can be built on top of that, which is huge for NFT projects. And yeah, looking forward to discussing that and getting into some cool chats with our community and other projects on how we can build on Polygon. It's such an exciting ecosystem.
All right, so we're getting close to an hour here. So any final questions that you guys may have, please request. We have Nick up here from the Terramochi and Mutant Sea project. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. I have a question. It's actually two. I don't know if we have time to cover, but one of it's got to do with what's the currencies available to trade NFTs on One Planet? Because one thing I think was really nice about launching NFTs in UST, or at least having the option to choose between Luna and UST, is that you can plan your what sort of revenue you are aiming at for your NFTs beforehand, because the idea for UST at least was that it was a stable coin. And then you don't have a lot of projects on ETH, or at least with Luna also, these coins fluctuate in value. So it's a little bit tough sometimes to release the launch price, the mint price, which then eventually leads to a lot of projects having to hide the mint price just in case they have to change it towards the end. So is there any plan on One Planet, on Matic, on Polygon to have a stablecoin option to launch projects on besides just Matic or Wrapped ETH? And then we can stop this question here. The other question is, which I also have received from some friends who use ETH, who are really excited that a bunch of Terra projects are coming to pseudo ETH, Polygon, right? Was that, would the NFT projects on One Planet be automatically also kind of available on OpenSea or something like that? It's a question. So just two questions. The stablecoin option, and do NFTs on One Planet, Polygon, will they also appear on OpenSea's Polygon network?
Yeah, so to answer the first question first, we are thinking of the currency on our marketplace starting from Matic token, because I think we think it is really natural to start with the native token of the blockchain. But of course, we are also considering the stablecoin options like USDC or USDT, because it is fully functional on Polygon network. There is native USDC on Polygon. So yeah, actually, we are actively researching on the market sentiment, and we are also considering integrating stablecoin options for the tradings. So I think I will have to keep you updated about this, because it is not really fully decided yet, but it is obvious that we are starting from the Matic, which is the native token of Polygon network. And to answer the second question, if you mint your NFTs on Polygon, it will be fully possible for you to see on OpenSea when your wallet is connected. But actually, with the projects who are receiving, I'm being fully transparent, for who are receiving the grant program, the grants from Polygon Studios in partnership with One Planet, there will be a short period of time for the exclusive listing. Because it is only designed for us to generate the network effects that we need to make this impactful debut on Polygon Network. And we really wish all the projects to be able to adopt the marketplace options that will be the best choice for yours. But what we want to concentrate on is to get prepared to generate a unique hub for Polygon NFTs for the while. And after that period, even though you will be freely be able to list your projects on OpenSea, there will be no advantages of doing that. To talk about the Polygon NFTs on OpenSea, actually, I'm not really sure they will, maybe in the future, they will get interested in fully supporting the Polygon NFTs. But for now, they are mostly concentrated on ETH NFTs, and they don't even allow Polygon NFTs to be traded with Matic tokens. So yeah, actually, to summarize, there will be a short period of time for exclusive listing on One Planet, but after that, you'll be able to list your NFTs wherever you want to list it, including OpenSea. And we want to, promise that we're going to make One Planet the prime marketplace on Polygon. So there will be a lot more advantages to be, to trade your NFTs if it is on Polygon on One Planet rather than trading on OpenSea in the future. Yeah, we're going to make it happen alongside with all the projects who are coming to Polygon with us. Yeah, that's the net effect. Yeah, looking forward.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly add something from a project's perspective as well. So the first point is, some of you might have used Polygon a year ago, a few months ago, and might have, had to wrap USDC and then on Ethereum and then send it over to Polygon and, pay the gas there. But now USDC, as of a week ago, is now Polygon native. So there's no need to wrap over your USDC, from Ethereum. So that's a huge step in terms of UX, which is something to consider. The next thing around, One Planet and listing there, I think it's a great move for us projects, right? Like, if you think about Magic Eden, it's done so well, even with OpenSea there, because it's a native marketplace for Solana, and it's a hub for community there. And similarly, I think One Planet will be that hub for projects that are coming from Terra. And it allows for a few things. Like, if you're on OpenSea, you sort of get lost in that sea. It's hard to discover new projects. It's hard to find out more information. It's hard to really foster a community just from that marketplace, right? Like, things are quite disparate on ETH. And so I think, we're really excited. We're talking about, some of the other structures we can set up alongside One Planet, like One Planet's Discord and things like that, that'll allow for more discoverability, allow for new users to come in and sort of see the great projects that are building and some of their advantages, which is great.
Yeah, thanks. I absolutely agree. I guess my question is just on the technical side of things, because on Terra, when you mint it on one marketplace, it doesn't automatically get listed on the other. But what I understand on ETH is that when you do, it does. So my question is more on because I have a very strange personal interest in seeing One Planet flourish, which is why I really wanted the Mochis only to be listed on One Planet. I mean, it's just one project, but I just really like the UI UX of One Planet. So it's more on a question on because they will eventually be able to be seen on other marketplaces. I think the question was really answered by Inch, that One Planet will be working really hard to at least make it exclusive for a while so that everyone gets a chance to use the nice design and user experience of One Planet. But also, I think the thing that I was kind of curious was, would there be I think there will be, but I suppose their question was, would there be more incentive for users to stay within One Planet that will cause the network effect to happen? So kind of interested in maybe more alpha, but if there isn't, I think that's fine also.
Yeah, so yeah, to leak a little alpha about how we are going to treat our community members is that they are going to be the owner of this whole ecosystem that we are going to create. And this whole platform is will be designed to incentivize for you to use it and to own it. So that is what I can tell you at this moment. And to talk about the technical aspects of the listings of NFTs. So yeah, actually a marketplace integrating a certain NFT collection is certain thing between the project team and the marketplace. So whether you apply it to the team or whether you submit a form that is already there, so you can just, you know, submit the form and it is, you know, all completed, your, you know, project listed. That is what One Planet, that is what OpenSea is doing. And the former was what we've been doing on Terra environment. So yeah, that is, you know, that is the difference with the process of listing the projects. But when we talk about listing individual NFTs, actually the big difference is, you know, there is a big difference between, you know, Terra NFT environment and EVM NFT environment. So when we were listing NFTs to marketplace on Terra, you had to send your NFTs to a marketplace settlement contract or storage that we provided for individual users. But on EVM environment, actually, you can't just give the, you know, you can just approve the marketplace to trade your NFTs. So technically, you still keep your NFTs within your wallet. So you're not sending it to any other wallet or storage or the smart contract, but you're just allowing, you're just approving them to, you know, trade your NFTs with certain conditions that you approved. So yeah, actually it is technically possible for you to list your NFTs to multiple marketplaces at the same time. And it is, I think, personally, something better than what we had on Terra. So is that clear with your questions, Nick?
Yeah, I think that's awesome. It's almost like sparks new questions, which I should probably stop. But the last one was, so this idea of the private storage, which I actually thought was amazing on One Planet on Terra, was that the idea was that when you list your NFT, you're still eligible for airdrops and snapshots. Is that something that will still hold true on One Planet on Matic?
Yeah, so actually, we wouldn't need the storage on Polygon. Well, that is what we are assuming right now, because there are a lot of things that can be done with, you know, existing smart contracts and existing functions that is already integrated with NFT contracts on Polygon and on Ethereum. So yeah, when we were building One Planet on Terra, there were a lot of restrictions and limitations on what we can do. So we were figuring out what would be the best for the whole ecosystem based on what we had. But, you know, now the ecosystem has changed and I'm kind of excited about, you know, all the existing functions and features on Ethereum, and we can build on top of that. And that will also allow the range of, you know, the further developments and further roadmaps that can be accomplished from the projects. So yeah, I think it is something also good, not only for, you know, the platform builder like us, but also the project builders like you, you know, to be on Polygon ecosystem. You maybe will be really easily be able to, you know, transform your mochis into another way. So yeah, let's discuss it, and you know, let's think about, you know, the fun future of, you know, Terra Mochis, because it is designed to make people happy. So there will be a bunch of happy smart contracts.
Awesome. Yeah, and everything else that everyone else is also going to build. I think that's a great answer, and I think that opens a lot of doors, and I really like at 300% on the move to Polygon now. Even more so, just because of the idea that moving out from the destruction of Terra, we moving to something that is better. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So there's actually one thing I wanted to explain about this, you know, NFT migration process. So when we are handling the whole technical migration of your project, actually we're going to integrate certain standardized functions of NFTs that is already integrated with, you know, Ethereum ERC-721 contracts or 1155 contracts. So there were kind of pain points with the collections on Terra that who wanted to burn their NFTs or who wanted to adopt, you know, the breed functions with their NFTs, but, you know, they couldn't do it because, you know, the functions wasn't integrated within your NFT contract when the other marketplace handled the mint for you. But, you know, actually we are going to fix the problem. And also we are going to, you know, modify your, you know, existing metadata format into standardized ERC-721 contract because it will allow you to build on top of what there are on, you know, Ethereum environments. So yeah, it is actually, we are not going to, delete anything, or we are not going to add anything more, but we just going to reform it so it can fit it into a ERC-721 standard format of the metadata. And I think it will, you know, it will be really great for the scalability and interoperability of your NFTs. So yeah, when you are going to integrate with a metaverse project or other gaming projects, or if you want to add some, you know, functions on it, it will, you know, it will be able to give you a lot of advantages doing that.
Love it. Thanks.
Thank you.
So just wanted to check here to see if Department 77 had any comments since you requested to come up.
Yeah, I've written a rap song. It's 12 minutes long. Here we go. One, two, just kidding. I just wanted to say I love all of you guys. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm in code mode. Let's go.
That's right. appreciate your support, man. I'm definitely excited to see the future of the Bounty Hunters. We got a lot of hearts and smiley faces from that. So thank you.
Yes, Coleman, yes, we have to go really high now. We have to work all together, develop, as the department was telling, hard, and build something people want with our all experience. And with this new Polygon tech, we have to do it. We are all together.
That is right. Coleman, we have you handled.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, mate. Yeah, just one last bit from me, if you can stand it, guys. I just wanted to say that, I mean, we've already got a few collaborations and partnerships in the works over on Polygon. I would like to obviously extend an invitation to anyone else who's established or building on Polygon. If they're interested in working with us at Baby Balls Project, then go ahead and reach out to me because I'm open. And also, I just want to say to everyone here in this room, if I can do anything at all to help any of you guys, any other NFT projects as well. For me, you know, community starts at home, and you know, I'm intending to build a new home there. And you know, you guys are going to be part of that community. And I know most of you anyway. You know, most of you know me from, you know, my exploits in and around Terra. So, you know, by all means, my DMs are always open to any other fellow NFT projects. Just give me a shout. Totally there for you guys.
Appreciate that comment. And then last one here, Johnny. Did you have any comments or questions?
Hey, I appreciate you letting me come up to the space. Polygon native project here, been around since October. Really bullish on One Planet. Had the privilege of speaking to the team lately and being able to, you know, assist and furthermore bringing on more Polygon projects, and having the privilege to come over and be a part of this is really amazing. You know, on OpenSea, you know, we did 1,000 ETH traded and, you know, have yet to be able to get verified. It's been a constant battle. Our deployer account got verified, but there's not much support open there. So I'm very bullish about what there is in One Planet. And I know a lot of other Polygon projects, you know, seeing this pop up in this migration, it's huge for Polygon, piqued everybody's interest. So the moment I got the message, I was, you know, very keen to looking into it more so. And I think that, you know, this is going to really be a big ticket for Polygon as a whole. And I think One Planet is going to be very successful and, you know, very excited to be a part of it. I'd like to outreach my hand to any of the Terra projects here that would like some assistance in terms of coming over to Polygon and, you know, just kind of extending my hand, and the people that I know and have met along the way. I have a lot of connection in the Polygon space, and I would love to help in that manner and open to collaboration as, you know, here at Billionaire Zombies Club. We're in the process of our land sale going on with our game about to drop here very soon. So very excited for that and look forward to collaboration and being a part of this amazing economy together.
Awesome. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate your support. And yeah, it's going to be fun to see all the different collabs happening between Terra projects and Polygon projects. So as we close it down here, I just wanted to remind everybody that the application for migration will be ending on June 15th, 11:59 p.m. UTC. So if there are any other Terra projects that would like to join us, make sure you fill that out. If you have any more questions, feel free to DM us on Twitter or join our Discord. And with that, are there any last thoughts here?
I just wanted to say how nice this has been. It's been ages since there were so many Terra projects together on the spaces. Like, yeah, I think it's been weeks and weeks, actually. And so just to see so many familiar faces gives me a sense of what's to come. And I think, you know, the technical innovation that One Planet brings, the support from the top, how, you know, One Planet's really stewarding the community through this, but also how eager projects and community members are to keep building has me very optimistic. So I just wanted to mention as well, like if anyone was on the fence, feel free to DM me. We can set up a call. Would love to see more projects coming to Polygon and very excited for what's to come.
Thank you. It looks like we actually have one more last question or comment here from Crypto Lolater.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I should join the space before. Just want to say thank you to One Planet to give us such opportunity. Yeah, also Handy Heroes is going to be on Polygon once One Planet launch again. And thank you for the second chance, because this is going to give us another breath.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for joining us, for sure.
But by the way, as the others project leader said, I'm also open to collaboration again, in order, you know, to redo the thing. My DMs are open, and yeah, I would like to set up a collaboration between, you know, the project that are migrating to Polygon with One Planet. And go for it. Thank you, you guys, One Planet guys, because you are doing the best.
Thank you. Yeah, and I appreciate your support as well. Like I mentioned previously, we are going to be supporting a Telegram group chat so that we can continue to build our communities with our holders and other supporters of NFT projects on Polygon. So we will post links for that, and then we'll also have a Discord that's meant for community building in the Polygon side as well. Ultimately, our goal is to be able to build that culture, that community that we had here in Terra, and start to port some of that over to Polygon as well. All right. So last thing here, Dreamers, you have your hand up. Last comment or question here. Did you want to say anything, Dreamers?
Yes, we are open to collaboration to help with all our experience. We also pivoted sometimes to other blockchains we have experience. So anyone that wants to join us, open a DM with us, let's chat. We are all together on this. Just that. Have a great day, awesome. All. And thanks to the One Planet team for all this. It's hard work behind all this, and we know that. And also with Polygon and all the team, I think we have to keep in mind that you are doing a great job for all of us, and to build all these communities and to make all this work and all this project like continue with a roadmap or with a new like vision. So thank you all of you. And I think it has been a great EMA with all this time and your time.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for joining us as well. So everybody, please have a great day, and you'll be hearing more information from us. That way we can continue to support your migration and your communities as well. All right. Inch, any last words there?
No, actually, I was just so touched that, you know, it was just reminding me that what we had on Terra wasn't really the stable coin, but you know, all this amazing talents behind the projects and the community members who are so passionate about, you know, the projects they are supporting. So yeah, I was so touched about that. And I would just give all the shout outs to the ones who participated in this AMA today. And I really appreciate that you spared this precious time for this AMA. So yeah, thank you. I really appreciate everything. And Also, anybody can DM me if you have any questions. I'll be happy to answer all of them. Thank you.
Awesome. Let's do this again soon, guys. We can hear Department 77 do his rap. But this is awesome and a taste of what's to come. Thanks so much for joining, everyone.
Thank you, and see you all again.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the One Planet AMA on ARC 1, recorded on Monday, June 13th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Laser beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all a wreck with a dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envision in the middle men. Listen to the fiddle man, play a little ditty then. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man, play a little ditty then. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol. But it didn't matter, we was all hyped up. When the pedal lit the metal, he just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop. Ride off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth. Slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Vision in the middle men. Listen to the fiddle man, play a little ditty then. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa, can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the SafeMoon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys, I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate. Spaces.